Good day, listeners, and welcome to TNTech's Power Chat. Today, we talk about disaster preparedness. I am Annabelle Brasnell, Corporate Communications Manager, and I'm joined by our Acting HSC Manager, Michael Modest. The 2017 hurricane season started on June 1st and will run until November 30th. The Met Office forecasts a 68% chance of an above-normal hurricane season. And because the best defense is a good offense, TNTech wants the public to prepare for any eventuality should a storm or hurricane hit. So Michael, as it relates to electricity safety, how can customers start planning for a hurricane or storm?
Good day to all our listeners, and thank you, Annabelle, for having me. Get your pens and a notepad out so you can take some notes. When we're looking at disaster preparedness, you should always think about what you do before, what you do during the event, and what you do after the event. So whether it's a hurricane or storm or earthquake, before, during, and after. So what do you do before? There are things you should do long before, and there are things you should do just before. So some of the things you do long before. So the first thing is to review your disaster preparedness plan. If you don't have one, you and your family should get together and make one. Visit www.ttec.co.tt. There you will find tips for disaster kit. Often overlooked are those things that refer to as perishable goods. You can have perishable goods. There should be things like provisions, yams and dashings and cassava, sweet potatoes. They do have a long shelf life, and though they're perishable, they can last a long time. Let me talk about some of the other key things to do long before the event. Decision. You should assess your home so that you can make a reliable decision. Are you living in a house that would not be able to withstand a storm or a hurricane? If your roof has bricks or stones to pin them down and is not properly secured, or you don't have tie straps for the lats and the rafters, you should make a decision to evacuate your home. This type of information will prove to be valuable for you. If your answer is no and you believe that your house can withstand the winds, then you should identify a safe room in your house that you're going to sit it out. Look around your home. Do you have trees around your home that is threatening the overhead lines or your house? You can call us at 800-BULB, that's 2852, 800-2852, or 800-TTECH, that's 800-8832. And again, you can also look at your bill and get the phone numbers for our local offices. Your appliances. Are your appliances grounded? Are you aware of the flood levels in your area? If you are, you should elevate your appliances to a height that exceeds the level of the water that you're used to. Do you know where your extinguisher is? Is it functioning? Do you know where your main breaker is in your panel? Your valves to lock off your water? You should. This knowledge will come in very handy when needed. Also, this is a good time to practice water and electricity conservation. Generator. This is a popular item, but again, if you intend to purchase a generator and it's going to be a standalone generator, that's fine. When I say standalone, I mean it's just going to be removed and utilized on its own. However, if you're going to use a generator to connect to your house, you have to get it approved and you should contact your local TNTech office.
So those are recommendations for preparing for a hurricane or storm long before or just before the event occurs. What should be done in the event that a weather system is expected to make landfall? What happens during a hurricane or storm?
First, you continue to listen to your radio and remember to look for those words where the Met Office will advise you that we have moved from a watch to a warning. If you are moved to a warning, turn your fridge to the lowest temperature and your freezers, and remember you are moving to the survival mode. Key thing again, decision. If the Met Office is talking about several inches of rainfall, expect flooding. Therefore, again, you would have decided if you were one that have to move to a shelter or not. Bridges may become damaged, roads may become impassable. So your decisions to move early will be very, very important. Remember, there are lots of flying debris and a horrifying howling sound. So there are things that, again, that you should be aware of. Do not be barefooted. Do not use your electrical appliances or touch them with wet hands. Do not use electrical appliances during the storm or hurricane, as lightning can cause them to malfunction and cause you injury at the same time. And don't open your fridge or freezer unless it is absolutely necessary. Go to your safe room and sit it out.
Thanks, Michael. While we continue to hope and pray that we remain untouched, if a storm or hurricane does hit, what should persons do after it has passed?
Right, one of the first things you want to do is to check your house for damage, but you must take care when doing so. If you look to your yard and you see low or fallen wires, leaning poles, contact your TNTech office. You can call us at 800-BULB, that's 2852, 800-2852, or 800-TTECH, that's 800-8832. Stay away from trees that are touching the lines, and make sure you get an all clear from the officials to go outside. Do not go sightseeing. You could put yourself in danger. If it's during the nighttime, you can use a flashlight instead of using a candle. Remember to get a licensed electrician or wireman to check your appliances and your wiring in your house before you put them back on. Also, if part of your roof or your roof is blown off, you should take extra care since this may cause severe damage to electrical installations.
Thank you very much, Michael, for those comprehensive tips. They are a lot, but I believe that they're also easy to follow to ensure electricity safety in case of a hurricane or storm. Remember, listeners, you can get more information on this topic on our website, www.ttec.co.tt, or listen to our ads during the hurricane season for timely reminders. That's it for this episode of Power Chat, ladies and gentlemen. I am Annabelle Brasnell, and today we were joined by Michael Modest. I will be back with you next week with another guest.